there, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I'm glad that you pressed the play button so you could spend some time with me. You smashed the like and you shared it around so that a lot of people get to find out that you don't want to be at Kamala Harris's rally screaming Jesus is Lord.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
That's right, she was actually having her rally that she said was enormous, but there were people behind the scenes says it wasn't so big. It looked like a big crowd to me, but you know, what do I know? I'm not the Mr. Political guy. But what happened was she was talking about, you know, how Donald Trump was going to take away, you know, the rights of women. And by that, I mean so that they can, you know, end the pregnancy, if that's the case. And somebody in the audience shouted, Jesus is Lord. And Kamala was taken back by it. And she paused for a second. And she said,
oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. Go to the smaller one down the street.
That's right. She said, I think you're at the wrong rally. I think that was the smaller rally down the street, she said. But, you know, it's a little bit disrespectful if you think about it, because I'm sure that there are many Christians that also support Kamala Harris. If you're out there, you should probably let me know in the comments section so people can see that maybe she's not really thinking. Maybe she's not really thinking. You know, there's probably other ways of handling things. To be offended by somebody saying Jesus is Lord, it's a little, as they say, tone deaf, you know? But Kamala's been making all sorts of kooky little mistakes, I think. She snubbed. Did you know this Al Smith dinner that takes place in New York? Every year, you know, all the big wigs and all the political players, they all get together and they all make fun of each other, put each other down, call people, you know, all sorts of stupid things, and they all laugh, and it's a big deal. And they do this in honor of the Catholic Church, of all things, because Al Smith, he was the very first presidential nominee who was also a Catholic. So Catholics everywhere were very excited about this. Hence the dinner. How it became a night of just like mocking people and smearing people and saying all sorts of really offensive things to people, how that's a good representation of what Catholics would call the only church that there is for God. This was always my problem, by the way, and I don't want to come against any Catholics here. If you're a Catholic, I love that you're here. You could be a Catholic, you could be a Buddhist, you could be a Jew, you could be a rabbi, you could be anything you want to be. You could be a Muslim, you could be a Baha'i, you could be a Mormon. I don't care. I'm glad that you're here. All I am, little old Jacob, for, you know, my namesake, where I took the name from, Jacob Israel came before there was a bunch of different religions and everything else. Abraham, you know, there were a bunch of gods in the land, but he just knew one God. There was no, like, religion for him to follow. There was no book. He just followed his heart. He saw God, and he lived for God. Well, but we know that the Catholic Church, the Holy Catholic Church, where it started back in the day, and then it became the Roman Catholic Church. We know how influential Rome has been. And many people believe that the United States of America is like the new Rome. And of course, I've been saying on the channel that you were going to see this new, you know, resurgence into Rome and the Catholic faith. And that's exactly what's happening with, you know, influencers like Russell Brand, like Candace Owens. A lot of people declaring that they're Catholics today. This is like a big thing. In fact, one of the people that was, he's a comedian that was speaking at the event, not only pointed out that Kamala Harris should have been there if she wanted to support, you know, Catholics, because as he said, they make 22% of the voter polling in the United States of America. About 22% of the people in the United States consider themselves to be Catholic. I know something about this because I was a Catholic once. I've been a lot of different religious denominations in the realm of Christianity. I really have. I've I've kind of put it all aside to really seek God and to know God and to really learn what the scriptures are about. I suggest you do the same, but I don't want to discourage people to go to church, to go to this, to go to that. It's a very big name YouTuber who I was a big fan of. I still am a big fan of. He's actually going to be a priest. And behind the scenes here, I'm proud of this guy. I don't exactly put 100% faith into a church. I could give you a list of reasons why, but you know what? I could give you a list of reasons why the Catholic faith isn't for me, just as much as I could say, well, the Muslim faith isn't for me, and the Jewish faith isn't for me, because there's, you know, all these people that they teach these different things. It's very easy for a person to lose sight of the fact that God wants you to go to God, to serve God. I mean, it's okay if you go to church. I think it's great. You know, it's better that you learn on your own than to be told what to think. But 22% of people you should probably pay attention to. And as the comedian said, Kamala wasn't listening.
You know, this event has been referred to as the Catholic Met Gala. 22% of Americans identify as Catholic. Catholics will be a key demographic in every battleground state. I'm sorry, why is Vice President Harris not here? I mean, consider this. This is a room full of Catholics and Jews in New York City. This is a layup for the Democratic nominee. I mean, in her defense, I mean, she did find time to appear on The View, Howard Stern, Colbert, and the longtime staple of campaigning, the Call Her Daddy podcast.
But I will say that the Trumpster, he did not disappoint at this event. They're calling him the king of the roasters. He really did have some good zingers like this one.
I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer.
And where he basically told Chuck Schumer that Chuck Schumer is basically a woman, that was pretty funny too, I guess.
But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become, if Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
Once again, this is supposed to honor the faith, okay? That you don't want to be too stuffy, right? I don't want to come across like I'm some stuffy guy that doesn't know how to tell a joke. I got jokes, baby. I could tell you a couple of jokes. But at the biggest event of the year, the biggest political, I'll say, Catholic event of the year, all they're doing is demeaning, and all they're doing is putting down. And then Kamala, instead of showing up, which probably wasn't the best idea, she decided to do this really weird skit. Where, you know, Molly Shannon, I think is her name, the actress from Saturday Night Live, she plays, you know, that Catholic schoolgirl who, you know, loves to smell her armpits when she gets nervous. Like, that's what she's, like, known for. It was a skit that's really kind of inappropriate considering she's playing the Catholic schoolgirl, and here comes the Catholic schoolgirl to Kamala, who's really not a great example of what it means to be a very holy and righteous Catholic. Like my nanny, who I love so much, she was a Catholic. My pop, still Catholic. They do readings at the church. It was like big thing, St. Catherine's. That's where they went, St. Catherine's. And they were still like just devout members of the church. The church that I grew up with, I was in a poor neighborhood, was St. Rock's. That area, that's where I grew up. My buddies, my best friends, Gino and Donato, they were like the altar boys. So I used to sneak into the Catholic Church myself. I don't want to just tear the Catholic Church down. At some point I left it. And then at some point I left the other places that I went to. And I realized all religions really messed up. So we should all give each other a little bit of leeway in if whether or not you go to a Catholic event or a Kamala Harris rally. And you probably shouldn't say you're in the wrong rally if you're saying Jesus is Lord. But I have to tell you, there is a lot of confusion. I'm not trying to upset people here, but I call it the Jesus Barabbas religion, right? Not the Jesus of Nazareth. When Pilate came out and he offered two Jesuses to the people, he says, which Jesus do you want me to release to you? And they're like, give us Barabbas. Give us the Jesus that most likely represents our worldview and our political view. Right? Give us the one that turning the other cheek doesn't work anymore. Remember when Donald Trump Jr. said that and other people were like, you know, the tenets of the Christian faith and all, well, maybe it's done nothing for us. Maybe we need a different interpretation of what Jesus meant. But the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, is becoming very influential. You've probably noticed. But my question to you all is, if it's supposed to be like a representation of one of the largest, you know, religious institutions in the world, shouldn't it not feature ego, mockery, shame, lust, and more? Shouldn't it? I don't know. You got to tell me in the comment section. Tell me what you think. I know it's nice to laugh. It's good to have a good time. But really, maybe it's time that we kind of look for more than just what the goofy religious organizations of the world are telling us to look for. Maybe it's time we really do go to God instead of just going to somebody who's telling you what God is and how to think. We got to think for ourselves. God wants to minister to us. We're supposed to be witnesses. We're supposed to be the ones telling other people about God. Catholic Church was such a big thing in my life that I put an entire chapter in my novel, The Calling, which, by the way, you can get a copy of. You go to Amazon.com. Now, I'm not going to tell you where he is or what's going on in the story, but this is a flashback that Thomas, who's a 12-year-old, is having about when he had a conversation with the priest at his church, St. Rocks. Why would God send a majority of his creation to a place of endless suffering for just not believing? Thomas asked the priest sincerely. His ways are beyond ours, Thomas, the priest says in his strong Irish accent. That doesn't make any sense. You don't punish someone for not knowing any better. You teach them, Father. God is just, Tommy. He cannot force people to accept his gift of salvation. He gives everyone a chance. Why can't he force people? Isn't it better than the alternative? I mean, if salvation is a gift, why do we have to do anything to receive it? You have to open a present first to find out what it is. And what is it that we're saved from? The future? What about being saved in the hearing now? And why would any father want to send their child to a place where they're burned endlessly? That doesn't make any sense. What, because they didn't know any better? I don't know, Father John. I just wouldn't do that to my kids. Well, it's a good thing you're not God then, Thomas. The priest has had enough. How can he be savior of the whole world without saving the whole world? The Irishman stood angrily. His belly protruded as he looked down his nose at Thomas. With an extended, bloated finger, he jabs the top of Thomas's chest, saying, "He saves those that come to him. The rest will be sorry they never became part of his only church." So God will burn and torture forever those that aren't Catholic? Sure sounds like a God of love to me, Thomas says sarcastically. God is love, young man, the priest yells and slaps his hand on the desk. Thomas is taken back at the priest's actions. In that moment, he saw the devil, as if the devil was not some creature outside everyone ruling a place called hell, reserved for non-Catholics everywhere, as the priest had taught. Thomas saw the devil as if he was simply the lust for power and control within the heart of man. And I'm just supposed to what, Father? Take your word for it? That's enough! The priest grabbed Thomas by his ear. Ow! Your smart mouth is going to get you into a lot of trouble if you're not careful. Hell's a very real place, the priest threatened as he escorted Thomas to the door. And if you're not careful in the things you say, you might find out how very real hell is. Good day, young man. He slammed the door to Thomas's face and left him to walk home in tears. The priest's threats, they were like poison-tipped darts. They did just enough damage to allow Thomas to begin to question whether or not his feelings about God were false. But fear spread. He began to worry if he didn't begin to see things the way the priest did, then he was bound for hell, and worse still, he would end up there forever. It wasn't until later that night that his mind was set at rest by his nanny. Well, as you could see, the Catholic Church had a little bit of an effect on me. If you want to get a copy of The Calling, will you do me a favor? Will you go to Amazon.com, get a copy? And if you've got a copy and if you read it, will you leave a review? Like, it's over like 1,000 five-star reviews. Let's get this thing going. Let's get this thing going. This is an important book. It's a wonderful book. It's a great allegory. It's a great story. And it's for everyone. Like, if you have a teenager or a young child, I get people that write book reports on this and send them to me. It's amazing. It's just, it really is amazing. We need to share our faith. We need to do better in the world. And we need to stop giving each other a hard time. If you want to be Catholic, I think it's wonderful. Just while you're there, make sure that you're going to God first so that you can then share it with everyone around you. I love each and every one of you. Hit the like button, share the channel around, subscribe, have the best day ever. All the links are in the description of the video below. If you want to get yourself some of the merch, you know where to do it. We got a Patreon meetup that'll probably become a Zoom in the future. That'll be next Sunday. Not this one, but the Sunday after. And anything else you want to tell me, leave in the comment section. I'll talk to you soon, all right? Bye-bye.
Life in this world for us begins with a fearful cry. And for many it ends the same. That is because upon ourselves we took the sins of the world, all the fear, all the lies, all the hate, and all the shame. We died to who we were when we believed we were simply our past. Our heartache, our traditions, our beliefs and our name. Trapped in a cycle of what could've, should've, would've. Until we have the wisdom, the courage and the wherewithal to change. Ignorance of the power within, because of this world's spin. Making the same mistakes again and again and again. The gods of this world have become blind, powerless, death dominate. Arise, arise, O existing one. The one who hides behind the eyes of those who gnash their teeth, weep, hate, and blame. For there is a beast ruling in your stead. That you must help us to take. So gone will be the days when babes come into this world with a fearful cry and leave the same.